tonight for the short.
It's 7 p.m. Do I hear a motion to begin the meeting?
I make that motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Babel. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. First thing on the agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance. And just give us time to get up out of our chairs.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. We'll take a moment of silence. Okay. Well, the next thing that we have would be the citizens' comments, but we don't have anybody here this evening. The December 16th, 2025 city meeting minutes were distributed. They're posted on the website. Anybody have any additional corrections or found anything else that need to be done to them? If not, do I hear a motion to accept the minutes?
I make a motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Mulpin. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? All right. The December financial reports distributed and posted on the website. Was there any corrections that needed to be done? Or if not, do I hear a motion to accept the financial reports for December 2025?
I make that motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Beville. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Mulpin. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. The expense sheet's going around. Okay. Next thing I have is in the legal and the contracts, and we've got two things that need to be done tonight. It doesn't require our legal counsel to be here. The first one is the assignments, responsibilities for the commissioners. Is there anybody that would like to change or had the desire to change to a different responsibility? If not,
I'm good.
Me too. Yeah.
Do I hear a motion to maintain the commissioner assignments?
I'll make a motion to maintain the commissioner assignments.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Commissioner Beville. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Also, is there any objection to maintaining the Mayor Pro Tem, who is currently Commissioner Metcalf?
The what?
Mayor Pro Tem. Do I hear a motion to maintain the Mayor Pro Tem as Commissioner Metcalf?
I make a motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Beville. Do I hear a second?
I second.
Thank you, Commissioner Mulpin. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. All right. The next thing that I have on the agenda for this part is the January 1st, 2027 City Commissioner Salary Ordinance, the first read. It's on the back of the agenda that I passed out for you all, and I'm going to go through it right now. This will be probably Ordinance Number 1, Series 2026, City of Worthington Hills, Kentucky, and Ordinance Amending Ordinance Number 6, Series 2023, providing for commissioners' compensation. Be it ordained by the City of Worthington Hills that Ordinance Number 6, Series 2023, Section 1, which reads as follows. Section 1, commissioners shall be paid the sum of $400 line through each month during the term of their office. then it shall be amended to read as follows. Section 1, the commissioners shall be paid the sum of $500 each month during the term of their office. This ordinance shall become effective January 1, 2027, upon passage, approval, properly signed and published as required by law. And then it will be passed and approved whatever day of whatever month, 2026, at a regular scheduled meeting of the legislative body of the city of Woodland Hills pursuant to Kentucky statutory law. That's first read, and we'll probably do it next month, but we'll move along. We don't have to get it done until before May, so. But I'm going to do it next month, best I can figure. Next month we also have a lot of stuff. Old business. Anybody got any old business?
Well, I give you all an update on the grant that I contacted, and this is going to all be in my meeting notes, but I reached out to Chrissy Ross and asked her, I knew the legislature had gone back in session, and so what they do, and she didn't tell me this, but of course I knew it took a House bill to get it passed, and they did that. But they haven't voted on it yet. It came. It's been presented. It was bill number 340 something, I think. It's been presented. She did suggest that I reach out to our representatives, who are Lindsay Titchener and Tina Bojanski, and I did. I sent them each a note, an email, and asked them if they would. Please consider approving my funding request. And so, but they'll vote on it. They didn't vote on anything on the 10th. They're back in session today. Went back down on the 16th. But anyway, they haven't voted yet. So
yeah, it'll probably be.
See, they have $20 million in the road fund. Thing, so, and we placed like sixth as far as need goes. So,
that's
I'm hoping that we get.
That's encouraging.
Yeah, so I'm hoping that we get.
Okay.
That's all I got on that.
All right. This extra sheet, I wanted to bring this up because I wanted to make this public. As you all know. Since we caught so much flack about the yard waste, I did go out, like I said I was, on 11/24, 12/8, 12/22, and January 5th, just to count how many households had yard waste out. On the 11/24, which we didn't pick up, but it was still sitting, it was out there. I wanted to find out how many had put something out. We had 44 households of the 574 that we have that for picking up waste, container waste, which is 7.67%. The day that we did start back up special, on 12/8, there was 57 households, but of the 57, 44 of those were the previous period. Okay, so because it didn't get picked up, it will. And again, these streets, you kind of know where it was at. So there was actually 13 more. Then on 12/22, we had a total of 9. Which is 1.57% of the total households that could have been picked up. And on January 5th, just 12. And there was one Christmas tree, or what I saw was a Christmas tree. It was a small thing that was out with the yard waste, and that was it. 12 equals 2.9%. So I think part of the problem we had this year was we had an Indian summer in September, and that kept the leaves on much longer, and the leaves weren't down by the middle of November like they usually are. So anyhow, these numbers kind of just prove the fact that we had the right knowledge. It's just a matter of what happened as far as the weather, that good weather we had in September. In fact, when Harold and I were putting out the Christmas decorations, he mentioned that those daylilies, he had chopped them down in September.
They came up again, didn't they?
They came back up again. And we're standing there, and he says, I guess I'm going to have to chop these down again. So, again,
Well, if you look right now, the oak trees are still hanging onto their leaves. They still
right.
haven't lost their leaves.
Right. So, anyhow, I just wanted to make sure you all saw that. And if anybody asks, I have copies of it if they want to look at it. All right. Anything else?
Are we going to gauge by next summer and fall's weather as to extending again?
Well, I would say if we ask for an extension, we just ask for one more week in November, okay? And then ask them if they would do. Well, see, there was no Christmas trees. That's what really
gets me.
But
they were going to do Christmas trees anyway.
They were going to do Christmas trees anyhow.
Yeah. They were going to do that when they took
right. They were doing Christmas trees. They do Christmas trees the first 2 weeks in 2 weeks in January, I think, is what they said. But, again, there was no real Christmas trees out there.
Well, except it's not about the Christmas trees. It's about how, as we see, 12-8 had the largest number, and I don't know if that's because that was the last one, or, you know, maybe.
The 12-8 was, but of the 12-8, 44 of them were from 11 to 24. That's what I'm saying. If we do one more week in November.
Go through Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
End of November?
Yeah, I'm just asking the weather, would we...
Well, we don't know what the weather is going to do. You know, that's a big thing. When you have an Indian summer like we had, you know, the trees aren't going to dump them. In fact, that was what was disturbing to me, because I was looking at my maple trees, which usually start turning colors at the end of September, and they were still green. I said, what's going on here? And then when they did turn yellow, I mean, it was just like 1, 2, 3 days, they were all down, you know?
I wanted to know if we were going to consider it, and if we are, that's good. That's all I was asking.
Just to let you know, that's 3.5% over those four pickups that anybody in the city used the yardways.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you're talking about 2,300 per week, or per month, at, you know, you have to really think about it.
No, I'm not saying, you know, I definitely don't want to waste money on it for sure. You know, I don't want to do that. But
right.
At the same time, if the weather, because the past couple of years we have had Indian summers, so.
But I usually do.
We can't predict the weather, so we don't know.
Nope.
But as long as it's on the table, that's all I was interested in.
I just wanted to give people the numbers, okay?
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Boy, it was cold out there those mornings, too. Anything else for old business? Oh, wait a minute. We got the nothing on the welcome ambassadors. Emergency radio check.
Channel 12.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else for old business? If not, anybody have any new business?
I have a question. When I got the new laptop, you all took the old one. Have you all done anything with it about the speed?
No, not yet. It's we have it. It's still charged. I have it at my house. I probably should bring it over to you, but we're gonna. It was when we got it. It was too hot, and it just never happened. But we're going to, again, got to get the software into it, and figure we do that this next year. So, all right, new business. No new business? Then commissioner reports. Who wants to go first? Commissioner Beville, go ahead.
December the 19th, updated the commission on the winter road maintenance plan. We did not pre-treat the streets due to the expected rise in temperatures. 1-1, I received a voicemail from Estelle Quisenberry about her garbage not being picked up. I asked her to contact Commissioner Maupin, who would be happy to take the information and get in touch with the appropriate people. 114, I reached out to, this is what I just told y'all, Christy Ross, who is the executive advisor for the Department of Rural and Municipal Aid, for an update on the PPP project application I submitted in September. She replied that the legislature chooses the project and approves the funding and suggested that I reach out to my representatives. And on 115, I sent Senator Tetchner and Representative Pajonski a copy of the application I submitted and asked them to please consider approving my funding request. 116, the House Bill 304 was introduced and has gone to appropriations and revenue. And I'll watch the voting and let the commissioners know as soon as I have an answer.
Thank you. Commissioner Maupin.
Okay. 1229, I observed trash cans left on street by Ecotech and East Bay Villa condos. I took screenshots to send to Ecotech. 1-1, email from Commissioner Beville stating, she stated she received a voicemail from a resident that said her trash was not picked up. She instructed the resident to contact me. 1-2, I replied to Commissioner Beville and told her that I will let Ecotech know. I emailed Connor with Ecotech. I didn't get a reply. 1-4, drove city for streetlight check. 1-13, drove city for streetlight check. Lights out at 3800 Northumberland. 11905 Tazewell and 119 Tazewell. 114, reported streetlights out to LG&E work orders put in. 120, read all January emails, attended the meeting, and will participate in radio check.
Thank you, Commissioner Maupin. Commissioner Metcalf?
Safety Commissioner, Commissioner's Report 12026. Drove the city at various times, answered two phone calls concerning back taxes. Mayor Sternline with the post office each Friday and one Tuesday. On 1/15/26, Mayor Storm and I attended a JCLC meeting. On 1/16/26, Mayor Storm and I went to Dan Small's office to get checks signed. Conducted radio checks after last city meeting using Channel 11. We used Channel 12 tonight. On 1/1/26, issued parking permits to 3915 Northumberland Drive. And on 1/18/26, issued parking permits to 3915 Northumberland Drive. And that's it.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All right, is there anything else? If not, looking for a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. We're here second.
I'll second.
Thank you. Thank you, Commissioner Maupin. And the time is 7:19.